Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini.
And I'm Tell Me on a Sunday podcast, Grace Aki.
Grace, in the podcast feeds yesterday, my conversation with Angie Schwer went live. So if you have an opportunity to listen to that, please do. She was so much fun and just as endearing and wonderful as you would imagine and hope that she is. She is doing a production of 42nd Street down here in Florida through the end of the month. I'm going to be seeing it on Saturday, so I'm very much looking forward to that. As I mentioned yesterday, there is a little bit extra from our conversation that didn't make it into this episode that will be a Patreon exclusive. So if you want to hear that, head over to patreon.com/BroadwayRadio, broadwayradio.com/Patreon, and subscribe at the mezzanine tier or above. All right, Grace, let's dive into the news. And this one, so you and I have plans on Monday, April 15th. We are going to a concert and then to Miscast. If we were not doing...
No, we're going. I thought you were going. I don't have tickets to Miscast.
Yes, you do.
I'm going with you to Miscast?
What? Grace, we've had like multiple conversations about this.
No, I'm saying that you're going to Miscast. I was like, that's awesome.
No, you're going with me to Miscast.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, Matt, I did not understand.
Okay, well, live breaking news here for everybody listening to the podcast and Grace Aki. Grace is going to Miscast. I mean, maybe if you can go, maybe you're booked for that night already.
Oh, no. Hell no. I am so excited. Matt and I talk about this every year. This is our favorite event of the season.
Yeah.
And we were famously in the same room for the one Miscast I have been to, and we did not know each other. And I can't believe we are going to be going to get, oh my God, I could vomit cry. I am so excited. I'm so stupid, Matt. I'm so exhausted. I am overworked. I am exhausted. I'm so dumb. This is nuts. Okay. I'm a fool.
Well, that's our breaking news for today.
Thanks everyone for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on.
Yeah. Go back and look at those texts when I was talking about it. Yeah, definitely not a bit. But anyway, if we were not doing that, there is another event that we could have gone to. And this one is happening over at the Stephen Sondheim Theater, where Kristen Chenoweth is collecting a ton of favorites from Broadway in general, but especially Roundabout Productions, to do Kristen: An Evening with Friends for Todd in honor of the late Roundabout artistic director Todd Hames. She will be joined by such luminaries with history at the Roundabout Theater Company as Laura Benanti, Victoria Clark, Peter Gallagher, Jane Krakowski, Deborah Monk, Kelly O'Hara, and Vanessa Williams. Joining them will be Kristen's On the 20th Century Porters, Philip Atmore, Rick Fogno, Drew King, and Richard Riaz Yoder. They are the tap dancing porters from that revival. Of course, Kristen starred with that opposite Peter Gallagher, who will also be involved in the concert. So very exciting. Tickets are available now. We will have information in the show notes on if you want to pick up tickets to that. But Grace, Roundabout, pulling out the stops. I mean, Cheno is one thing. If she just did it by herself, that would be pretty impressive. But to get Benanti, Victor Clark, Peter Gallagher, Jane Krakowski, Deborah Monk, Kelly O'Hara, and Vanessa Williams, like, that's about as stacked of a lineup as you could possibly get. But I guess we know that none of them are going to be at Miscast since it's at the exact same time.
Yeah, for sure. I'm noticing so many heavy hitters at concerts like this lately. And I think it's because everybody's trying to get their bag. Like, everybody's trying to get theirs. Mm-hmm. There, you know, Vanessa's going to London to do Devil Wears Prada. Like, everyone is on their next thing, and everybody wants to be talked about. And I think that if you're associated with Kristen Chenoweth at all, you are on everyone's radar, and all of those performers are A-list, like Broadway top tier. So I think it's super smart. Really devastated that obviously the audiences, us included, will be at Miscast. But at the same time, the more is more. To me, the more the merrier on programming like this. I think it helps everybody on the street as well.
Now, one of the things when, like, 54 Below really started getting going was kind of like we were talking about. People would go there, not to do like their own concert, but that's something different. But like, they'd be a part of something as like promotional material. So like for someone like Vanessa Williams, who is getting ready to do that, and Kristen Chenoweth getting ready to do a Broadway aimed show out of town as well. How much value is that in getting your name in front of Broadway folks and press releases, and then also probably videos getting released? Like, in terms of the marketing for future projects, how important is it to keep your name on everybody's lips, to borrow a term from Chicago, ahead of something that is going to be happening in the next 6 months to a year?
Well, the thing that I always go back to is the fact that, like, the younger, like, Gen Z and, like, younger millennial crowd are all on social. So if you're more prominent on social, you don't need to be, you know, doing all of these gigs. The people that are your bread and butter, like, ongoing, always audience members that are probably going to be paying those premium prices, they go to stuff and they want to see you at stuff and they don't give a shit what video you posted on TikTok. You know what I mean? So, especially if there's a band. So I think that it makes a lot more sense for people to be gigging for like one-off galas or dropping into, you know, a Birdland or dropping into a 54 and Green Room and so on, because those are the things that if people continue to see your name, it's like, oh, okay, great. Like they're constantly out there. So it makes more sense to me to be doing that stuff program, because a lot of those people also don't have their own social. Like famously, I always reference the fact that like Christian Borrell doesn't have social, but he's out here, you know, he's directing at 92Y. He's, you know, doing this reading. He's at the, cause he has the luxury to not have social media. Whereas younger performers have to be out there because that's how casting directors are seeing their content and so on and so forth.
Very interesting. It's definitely a new world with social media than it was a decade or two ago. And as you mentioned, maybe TikTok, where a lot of theater people have built up fairly sizable followings, that might be going away. So they'll have to go over to Blue Sky or WhatsApp or Be Real. I don't even know what the hell Be Real is. But anyway, maybe that can be a Patreon episode when you can explain Be Real to me. But all right, let's go off Broadway in what, as of now, appears to be the final show at Tony Kaiser Theater for Second Stage Theater Company. This is the world premiere of Alexis Scheer's Breaking the Story. Alexis Scheer obviously was the playwright behind Our Dear Dead Drug Lord. This show will begin performances on May 15th, and it will be directed by Joe Bonney. It is a story that centers on a foreign war correspondent named Marina. After returning from a particularly bloody conflict, she considers what a life of peace would look like and what it would take to move forward from the trauma she has witnessed. The show will star one of my absolute favorites on either stage or screen, Tala Ash, who I know from a DC TV show, but she's also a regular in New York theater. She was one of the stars of English, and I'm assuming will come to Broadway with it next season. Also, Tony nominees Geneva Carr and Julie Halston are in the cast. Louis Ozawa, Gabrielle Polenko, Matthew Saldivar, and Maggie Siff. Now, if you're not familiar with Maggie Siff, I don't know that she has much of a theater background, but she was one of the stars of the TV show Sons of Anarchy, and most recently Billions over on Showtime. So a really heavy-hitting cast there, Grace. I don't know if you are a particular fan of any of those people, but to me, that is a really, really interesting lineup for an off-Broadway show from a great playwright and a great director.
Let me tell you a little story about Geneva Carr. Okay. I famously went to see The Hand of God, which is one of the greatest plays ever written and performed. So good. It really is. I think about it all the time as a formative play-going memory on Broadway. So that's one thing. Geneva Carr starred in that. And I was at my first major film premiere, like A-list red carpet. Like I was so scared. I was walking the carpet next to Blake Lively. Do you know how that feels? Like I felt like a gremlin, and I looked good. Like, but I felt like a little naked mole rat. And after I got off the carpet, like I was walking up to the seat and I'm like shaking. I'm like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm here. And Geneva Carr like grabs my hand. She's like, hey, we're supposed to be here. Like, and I'm like, you're a theater person. Like, and I'm obsessed with you. And she was like, okay, cool. I don't know who you are, but we're going to be friends. And she sat with me, and hung out with me and talked to me and about theater. And she was so nice. And then I saw her at a couple more really exciting events like that season. And I will just never forget how she made me feel. And I think she's one of the smartest, funniest women ever in entertainment. And the fact that Bull's no longer on TV, I'm like, okay, fine, but how do we get her back on stage? And the fact that she's in this cast is a huge win. So shout out to Geneva Carr, who is a godsend. Yeah.
I love that. What a great story. Good for Geneva Carr. I'm glad. It's always nice to know that people you admire from a talent standpoint are also people that are admirable in terms of being decent and good human beings. So very excited for her. Another thing to be very excited about, Grace, is we got some details from the Broadway Backwards event from Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, and they reached a new record as the show raised $917,651. That's pretty good for a one night only event. Of course, that money is distributed to both Broadway Cares and the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center. The 2024 total beat the record, which was previously set last year, by more than $152,000. What's great about this is not like the Easter Bonnet or whatever, where they like raise money at the theaters and they do the red buckets and you drop money in for like 4 weeks or whatever. This is a one night only event. So they raised getting close to $1 million in one evening of performances. There were a ton of really cool performances. We've got some photos in there, but we also have a video of Julie Benko opening the show with Luck Be a Lady from Guys and Dolls. So if you want to check that out, please do in the show notes. All right, Grace, we are so used to getting like NT lives of great Shakespearean shows or other British theater coming over to the States in movie theaters. And this is in that vein, but it is not going to be an NT live thing, but it very well could be. We are going to get the recent site-specific production of Macbeth that happened in a warehouse in Liverpool that starred Ralph Fiennes and Indira Varma. This will be coming to the United States in various movie theaters across the country starting on May 2nd. The production was filmed live at Doc X, where it continues to run through March 23rd. It will be going to Edinburgh and then it will play in Washington, D.C. as well. But very cool that this is coming to movie theaters. I love this stuff. Anytime I can have an opportunity to go see NT Live or Trafalgar's releasing, which is what this is from, I always try to do it. There's a great art house theater in Orlando called the Enzian that I often go in and watch these things at. So looking forward to this. Ralph Fiennes, his brother, just got nominated for an Olivier Award yesterday. So I guess it's like anything you can do, I can do better with the Fiennes brothers.
Hopefully that there will or will not be a trigger warning on the show, whatever it means, depending on how Ralph feels about them at that time. So who knows?
I was like, wait, it's Macbeth. You shouldn't. Oh, wait, got it. Right. Trigger warning. Ralph Fiennes doesn't like them. Yeah, that's weird. All right, Grace. So that's the rest of the news. But I've got three different videos that I'm going to recommend that people watch. The first one, I got invited to this production, and God, do I wish that I was in town to see this, because I would go out to the Axelrod Performing Arts Center to see this really, really interesting production of Sunday in the Park with George. Graham Phillips is starring as George and Talia Suskower is playing Dot. This seems to be like a cool, modern-ish dance production of Sunday in the Park with George. It just looks absolutely fascinating. Check out the highlights in the show notes. I'm kind of obsessed with a non-replica-ish production of this show specifically, considering that the visuals are so important to Sunday in the Park. So really disappointed I'm not going to get to see it, but I'm absolutely living for these highlights. Yesterday, we also got video of a second performance from Good Morning America from the cast of Water for Elephants. And this one featured Grant Gustin and Isabel McCalla. This is the song Wild. So we did The Lion Has No Teeth with Paul Alexander Nolan on yesterday's show. And we have this one from Izzy and Grant today. And the last one, Grace, is a show that, as we talked about, I think earlier this week or maybe at the end of last week, you have already seen in previews. I have already seen in previews, but we got a sneak peek of some highlights from The Notebook. It will officially open tonight, Thursday, March 14th. And spoiler alert, it rains on stage because that is featured heavily in the highlights. And look, it's hot. Like, whatever you think of the show, I don't know that you could say that two people making out in the rain is not hot. It worked for Spider-Man and MJ. It worked in The Notebook movie. It works on stage as far as I'm concerned, Grace.
You know where it doesn't work? Real life, Matt. It's gross. Okay. So like, I love the imagery of like rebirth. It's a literary device. We can get into it. I understand it on stage, but if you have ever tried to literally open your mouth when the sky is pouring, it's awful. So, like, I don't recommend kissing in the rain, but it is fun to see on stage, and Joy Woods does a great job.
Yeah. I mean, at least you know this is probably clean water, where rain, you never know. Okay, so don't recommend kissing in the rain. Have you ever tried it with one person hanging upside down, like going Tobey Maguire on it?
I'm not at liberty to say. I'm not at liberty. Listen, we were all in high school once, and we all saw the movies, and we all thought we were in a movie, and really, we were just at a North Georgia high school, and that's sad. But here we are.
I mean, we weren't all at a North Georgia high school. Some of us were in Central Ohio high schools, but yeah. All right, everybody. That's all that we have for today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio. You can follow me on Instagram at BWWMatt. Grace, where can people find you?
You can find me at It's Grace Hockey.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful Thursday. We'll be back to talk to you tomorrow.